Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am surprised by the amount of people who think that this is a gift. Now, I take umbrage with the way that the question is asked on Twitter, to be honest with you. Because right now...
Who put it on Twitter?
Who didn't put it on Twitter?
I did not put it on Twitter.
So it was Mitch.
It was Mitch.
Mitch, what did you ask on Twitter? Is Mitch able
Mitch's
to help
mic
us out?
Is ready to go.
I'm here.
Mitch, what did you ask specifically on the show?
Is Shedeur Sanders getting the Friday preseason start by default or something he's earned?
Okay, Ken, your problem is?
Well, you said it was a gift.
Yeah.
Well, default is different from a gift.
That is a much different wording.
It's not, Mitch?
I don't think it is.
So if I get, so I don't give you gifts for your birthday, I give you defaults?
In this context, it's the same thing.
Oh, in this context. Happy anniversary, Anthony and Sarah. Here's a default. Default on what? Default on a loan?
Yeah, I do think it's kind of interchangeable the way we're talking about it.
No, not the way you said it. You said it as if Kevin Stefanski wrapped it up in a box and goes, here's your chance, little guy. Go out there. And the way that it's presented online is exactly what it is.
Well, it's got to be somebody. They need somebody.
It's presented online as... There's been some injuries, so now. But that's not what you said.
You've had a wonderful career here at Odyssey, Owen. In your retirement, we've given you this nice default.
But it would have been the same if Huntley would have been the starting quarterback. That would have been a gift. Like, somebody's got to play. We've got to evaluate other players surrounding you. It's not just the quarterback.
He wouldn't be the starting quarterback by default, would he?
No.
They have to give it to somebody. They can't not have a quarterback.
Huntley, it would really be a gift. It would really be a gift.
And I agree with you.
There you go.
That it would be a gift for Huntley, and it is default for Shedeur Sanders. But that's not what you said.
I mean, they're going out of their way.
A gift.
Yeah, they're going out of their way to tell people like Albert Breer and others who are discussing this because they want to make sure that people understand this isn't sabotage, the reason that he hasn't been getting the reps. They're telling people that he's having trouble... commanding the huddle, getting the plays in, lining guys up, and understanding the playbook. Normal stuff that a lot of rookies have problems with. I mean, that is not something new, and this isn't a Shedeur Sanders, oh my God, but we can't act like Shedeur Sanders
did. So then you agree he got a gift.
That's what
you agree with what you said. So why aren't you...
Call it a gift.
Yeah, why isn't it called a gift online in the poll that we're running?
It's amazing. Owen and I were staring daggers at each other 3 minutes ago, and now we're in total agreement.
I still
agreement.
Hate you, but we're in total
we're
agreement.
We're in total here. Agreement here. Though that's the way Congress should work, and we'd be going a lot further on things. Anywho, so you said it was a gift. It's not a gift. If Nathan said he was earning first team reps, here's your first team reps.
After two guys go down with injuries.
After two guys go down with injuries.
Hey, you finally got the promotion. Two guys are dead.
But
you earned it.
Had he not earned these first team reps, Tyler Huntley would be starting this game.
Thank you very much. Do you really believe? This is, and Owen just said it. Do you believe that Kevin Stefanski would just want to gift Shedeur Sanders the starting job on Friday had he really not thought he was capable of doing so? I asked you a question. I'd like you to answer.
I guess I don't. Again, all 32 teams are going to be starting a quarterback this week at various levels, whether they're ready or
not. I didn't talk about other teams. I'm talking about
ready.
The Cleveland Browns.
And the other thing is,
answer the question,
teams
Senator.
Are, 32 teams are going to
answer
say,
the question.
I am. 32 teams are going to say their guy is ready. No team is going to say, who knows? Let's smoke
them
if you
I'm
got them.
Sir, I'm a friend of 32 teams, and you are no 32 teams.
Yeah, I'm
talking about the Browns and Kevin Stefanski.
I gotta say, in the end, I don't really care. I want to see Shedeur Sanders play.
Oh, now you don't care. What's the point of talking about it then?
I want to see him play. I said that. I'd like to see him be, quote, thrown into the fire. People like Lewis Riddick and the dude from Colorado, Matt Smith. Yeah, they're all worried now that this is sabotaging his chances to succeed. Guys, he's a fifth-round pick. Fifth-round picks are not really supposed to be starting quarterbacks anyway. It's a miracle when Brock Purdy or back in the day Tom Brady take over. And they need fortuitous events to happen the opportunity.
You see, you're being disingenuous.
The term Wally Pipp, the reason it happened is because, there was a gift. Wally Pipp went down and somebody stepped up.
Was Luke Gehrig a fifth-round pick? Where was Luke Gehrig signed?
I'm not sure. Did they have 50 rounds?
I imagine Luke, I don't know if they even had a draft then, but I imagine Luke Gehrig was probably a coveted prospect at that time for the New York Yankees.
Oh, he's rated high.
Regardless, you're not answering the question. I asked if he earned it or it was gifted.
No, I don't.
Don't think it was gifted.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He earned it.
I asked you whether or not Kevin Stefanski would put him out there if he wasn't comfortable with him out there.
I don't care. Well,
that's what I asked.
At this point, I do think a coach will always internally worry themselves to the point where they're missing sleep. Like, I hope he's ready.
But I asked about Kevin.
In the end, he doesn't know. In the end, he has no idea. He has no idea what we're going to see. Everything's been so controlled. My God, every time I see any of these compilations of the reps put together, I see 3-yard throw, 5-yard throw, 3-yard throw. Oh, 45-yard throw. Oh, would have been a sack, actually, in a real game. Like, who knows? None of these guys actually know. Hell, we've seen preseason games where Brandon Whedon is balled out. Jake Delhomme, Seneca Wallace. Does any of it mean anything once the season starts? So there's so many levels to this that these guys will tell you. Do you think Bill Belichick knew that Tom Brady would come in and accept? He was hoping.
Guys,
he was praying.
This is where Lima does what he does best. It's a true credit to your skill and craft where Lima will talk around something. And then later on today, I'll start getting tweets saying that Lima hammered me in an argument. I go, well, he didn't answer the question. But he is so good at BS that you guys, because you're getting ready for a day, you're only half listening probably, you don't have to sit there and hear every single word that comes out of his mouth like I have to and try to pick it apart. Because you said it's a fifth round pick. Don't act like this is everyday run of the mill fifth round pick. It ain't no everyday run of the mill fifth round pick. Mel Kiper done cry on TV over everyday run of the mill fifth round picks. Okay, this is a guy who fell to the fifth round. This is a guy who was projected to go a lot higher than the fifth round. So you can't just say this is a fifth round pick. What fifth round pick does this and that when you know damn well, don't insult yourself and don't insult the fan base.
Did he slip to the fifth round?
For answers, I won't know. And we will start. We'll start to find out on Friday.
We know some of it.
Do we?
That according,
do we really know?
According to reports,
media people,
that he was a disaster on the whiteboard, that he had trouble with a lot of the same things Breer just communicated. We had yesterday on the afternoon show, Albert Breer had a chance to go into great detail about all those reasons that he had so much room to make up with Dylan Gabriel. And if that was the case a few days ago, what all of a sudden changed that he's getting the first team reps in an actual preseason game in the start? What happened? Two guys went down.
But he didn't magically make up all that space. But if they didn't think he could conduct the offense, they still wouldn't put him out there to start the game. And you say fifth-round pick.
Just listen to Albert Breer.
It's Shador Sanders. Clayton Thorson was never expected to go in the first round. Mel Kiper didn't start bawling his eyes out over Clayton Thorson.
I recognize that. Here's Albert Breer recognizing why he's so far behind Dylan Gabriel.
Shador was so far behind Dylan to begin with, but it's also a sign of the fact that, like, all the stuff you heard before the draft that Shador was behind was real. And so, like, the first real step for Shador is getting to a point where he can run the offense. I'm not even talking about making the throws or the post-snap reads or anything else. I'm talking about getting to a point where he can run the offense, the first-team offense, and not be a hindrance to those around him because he isn't caught up yet. And to this point, like, that's, in my view at least, that's sort of what's prevented Shador from getting in there, and it's why, for better or worse, Dylan Gabriel can get in there is because even if he's not making the throws, they can at least look at Dylan and say, like, the operation is going to be right, and we should be able to get good reps in there with him in there.
So they would have to have some level of, and hear that entire interview, 92.3thefan.com. Wouldn't they have to have some level of confidence in him to go out there and play? It's not just some give, like, okay, you psychos out there, get what you want. You get your Shedeur Sanders. You know the guy personally, Tone. You've spoken to the guy in an outside of football sense. Have you ever thought that he'd be that way? No. So he's going to put him out there if he has not like total supreme confidence. It's the first game he's ever played in the NFL. But you're going to have to take, he's going to be taken care of, which I apparently he's gifted the position, but you guys just want to see him just go hog wild and let it rip and put him in positions that maybe he's not comfortable with yet at the NFL level. So that just, again, has no common sense whatsoever, but everybody tells me I'm wrong on that. Fine. You want him out there, but then you'd say that it's gifted. I mean, which one is it? If you want him to go hog wild, then damn it, he better have earned those first team reps.
I think sometimes, genuinely, you don't know until guys get out there.
So
I
you
think,
just want to be entertained. You don't really want what's best for Shedeur Sanders. You don't want what's best for business of winning.
Like
you
I
just
said,
want to be entertained.
I don't. Okay. I think Bill Belichick, if he was being honest, he didn't know that Tom Brady was Tom Brady until he got out there
Tom
and played.
Tom Brady was a legitimate sixth-round pick. We're talking about a guy who fell to the fifth round. Tom Brady didn't fall anywhere. He was taken in the sixth round.
Okay.
Tom Brady didn't fall. Shedeur fell.
I think, again, we're being a little enamored in the name Shedeur Sanders. And when people started talking about his actual talent, they're like, this was never a first-round guy. That was stuff that guys like Mel Kiper propped up in their mock drafts. But did you actually talk to the teams? Because after the combine, it was pretty evident that no teams had him as a first-round pick. And how many of them even had him as a number two or number three? I think we found out because he fell to five. So nobody thought there was even value with him at four.
Hey, it's Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner. You may have heard me dispensing financial advice on the radio before, but did you know you can get my money tips on demand with my podcast, Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger? If you have a question about a major financial decision in your life, this is the show for you. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.